Karachi is the largest city of Pakistan, an economic powerhouse and one of the busiest seaports in South Asia. It plays a crucial role in driving the country's trade and commerce, but an environmental crisis lies beneath the surface of this vital hub. The waters surrounding the port, particularly in the harbor area, are heavily polluted with industrial waste, sewage and oil spills, posing a threat to the marine ecosystem and the livelihoods of numerous people who depend on the sea. To address environmental challenges, Pakistan has implemented various rules and regulations. In line with these efforts, the Karachi Port Trust, KPT, established the Marine Pollution Control Department in 1996. However, even after such measures, there has been little to no impact on the pollution at Karachi Port. This insight examines the legal and environmental challenges of coastal pollution at Karachi Port and assesses the effectiveness of sewage treatment initiatives, such as the S3 plan. The harbor, which spans over 62 square kilometers, receives a diverse range of pollutants, including at least 411 million gallons per day, MGD, of liquid effluents, 122 MGD of municipal waste and 350 MGD of industrial waste. Moreover, operational waste from hundreds of fishing crafts at Karachi Fisheries and Karachi Port also contributes significantly to the pollutants. This pollution harms marine life, damages fish habitats and mangroves, corrodes ships and negatively impacts the health of coastal residents and tourists. This escalating pollution crisis has become a national security threat, endangering marine ecosystems, the blue economy and trade operations. This long-standing issue has continued despite various efforts. The Pakistan Environmental Protection Ordinance 1983, promulgated after Pakistan acceded to the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea, focused on penalizing industries rather than helping them transition to eco-friendly processes. Later, in 1997, the Pakistan Environmental Protection Act came into force, under which owners of industrial units were responsible for treating industrial waste and disposing of wastewater properly. In addition to these national laws, Pakistan is a signatory to several international conventions. These include the International Convention for the Prevention of Pollution from Ships and the London Convention and Protocol, 1972, which regulate marine pollution by restricting waste disposal at sea, and the Basel Convention, 1989, which aims to prevent harm from hazardous waste and its transboundary movement. After the 18th Constitutional Amendment devolved environmental responsibilities to the provinces, inconsistencies between federal policies and provincial enforcement created gaps that weaken the effectiveness of international commitments.